Please listen to this. We don't wait for glory to emanate. We generate the glory on the altar of prayer. Hallelujah. We don't wait for glory to emanate. We generate the glory on the altar of prayer. Welcome to State of the World. The conception of that vision that will help you to drive the vision. Like I said, no one arrives at a destination he cannot see. Rest is for learners. So when you are not learning, you can't be restful. God's word is our assets on the heart. It's our manual. Be a student of the word. Be a learner of the word. Welcome to Study of the Word. This is Olajide Oluwamide. I want to welcome you to this platform where we share insights in God's word. Very importantly, I want to appreciate everyone who has subscribed to this channel. God bless you. Thank you for your support. I also want to encourage anyone who has not subscribed, and you are probably maybe you are new here on this channel. Please do ensure you subscribe, and the Lord is going to bless you. We've been talking about justified to glorified, and we've been able to talk about the demands that we ought to subscribe into to see our glory fulfilled. Like we have mentioned earlier, that God has good plans for us. God has good destiny for us. But it's very important that we know what to do to see those plans come to reality. Those good visions come to reality. Those good things come to reality. Hallelujah. You see, the justified are meant to have glorious destiny. He said, justified to glorify. Romans chapter 8, verse 29 and 30. It says that for whom he did foreknow, he predestinated, and for those he predestinated, he called, and for those he called, he justified. And those he justified, he glorified. And you see, God has done 4 out of 5 for us. He foreknew us, he predestinated us, he called us, he justified us by sending his son Jesus Christ to die for us, our sins. But, you know, he also glorified us. But before the glory will come to reality, you see, there are things to do, there are things to subscribe into to see that glory come to reality. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, we are heaven candidates, but you know, many go to heaven without having their purpose fulfilled on heart. And that's the reason for this topic, justified to be glorified. It's important to go to heaven with the assurance that you have fulfilled your destiny on heart. Hallelujah. So this is very important. And we have also mentioned a lot of things in our previous videos. I will encourage you to go back to those videos and check it out. And the Lord is going to bless you through it in the name of Jesus. So today I'll be sharing with you on the demand of empowerment for glorification. The demand of empowerment for glorification. Power. I'm talking of empowerment. Hallelujah. There is a need for man to be empowered to do what God has planned for him. Because there are forces that are waging war against man not to be able to accomplish that vision. You have seen a good vision. Fantastic. God has called you into something. Fantastic. God has laid in your heart to get something done. Glorious. Fantastic. And you are happy. You have a foresight about what God wants you to do. Great. Fantastic. But you need to be empowered to do those things. For the Bible says that is Philippians chapter 2 verse 13. It is God who works in you both to will and to do his good pleasure. Hallelujah. You see, there are things that you will. It is as a result of God working in you. And there are things that you have to do, and that will for you to do those wills, then that means also God is working in you. But what you need to be empowered to do those things. The Bible says that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So it means that the spirit is always willing to do something, to do what God has called him to do. But the flesh is weak. That is the place for empowerment. That is why we need empowerment. Hallelujah. So to not to be empowered is to see those visions as a mere dream. Not to be empowered is to see those visions as a mere dream. You will need to be empowered to do what we ought to do. We need to be empowered to do what God has called us to do. Amen. Even Jesus Christ himself was empowered to do what he was meant to do. Hallelujah. He was empowered. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and he has anointed me to do. So he was doing those things. He has anointed me. Very importantly, see also Acts chapter 10, verse 38. He said, how God anointed Jesus with Holy Spirit, with Holy Ghost, and with power. Who goes about doing good, healing those who were oppressed of the devil, because the Lord was with him. So God was the one that anointed him to do what he was meant to do. Same also us. We need to be empowered to do what God wants us to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To not to be empowered is to give room to the devil. Because nothing works except a man is empowered to do what he was supposed to do. A man cannot receive anything except it's from God. So God is the one that helps you to do those things. See also Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. He said, thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. So even wealth is as a result of power. Hallelujah. So we need to be empowered to do what God wants us to do. That vision is bigger than you. So you need empowerment from God. Hallelujah. Let's see the life of Jesus Christ himself. Jesus Christ, for about 30 years, nobody knew him. The only thing he was doing was schooling. That's the place of wisdom. Yes. At the age of 12, it was recorded that Jesus was in the temple, talking with the scribes and the teachers. Hallelujah. He was there in the temple. But we knew nothing about him. So he was accumulating the wisdom. He was getting the insights. But there is a need for empowerment. Are you with me? There is a need for empowerment. So there is a place of schooling. Good. There's a place of wisdom. I've mentioned wisdom before. There's a place of wisdom. I'm now talking about the place of empowerment. To be empowered to do. That is when all forces of the devil cannot resist you. Every resisting forces, they give way because you are now empowered to do what you are supposed to do. Hallelujah. And that comes on the altar of prayer. Let's see. Look at Jesus now. Nobody knew him apart from that day. Nothing was said about him until for about 30 years. He was a mere carpenter's son. Yeah. He was a mere carpenter's son. He was just a mere person in the eyes of everybody. But his mother and his father knew who he was. But he was just a mere person. He was schooling himself. But look at it. Until he went for a 40 days prayer and fasting. 40 days and 40 nights prayer and fasting. Hallelujah. Before after that time, he came back. That's Luke chapter 4, verse 14 down to 8. He came back. Bible says that he came back in the power of the Spirit. That's the place of empowerment. So those the power that we need to accomplish those things. It comes on the altar of prayer. Hallelujah. It comes on the altar of prayer. Don't joke with prayer if you must fulfill destiny. Like I used to say, just like a pregnancy in the mother's womb. Before he could birth the pregnancy house to have a child, he has to enter the labor room where he has to push. My God, he has to push. She has to push. The nurse will be telling the pregnant mother, push. If you don't push, your baby will die inside you. You have to push. You have to push. You have to push. So there are two places. There are two labor rooms that we have to enter to be empowered. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. This is key. There are two places. The labor room of prayer and the labor room of the word. the labor room of prayer and the labor room of the word. You know, Jesus Christ was the word himself. So he was accumulating the word. He was getting the word. He was studying the word. Now, he now needs to be empowered through the anointing, through prayer. So immediately he came. Oh my God. He was empowered. Immediately he came out of that prayer and fasting. He was empowered. Bible says he came out. That he said, and Jesus went out in the power of the Spirit. That is empowerment. So everything was given way to him. I pray that as we walk towards our vision in life, everything that might resist us, the Lord will make it to go off our way in the name of Jesus. Jesus, no power of the devil was able to resist him because he is now empowered. Hallelujah. He was empowered to do. So that is very important. The place of prayer, the labor room of prayer and fasting. Yes, we have seen vision. Yes, we have a good mentality about the vision. Yes, we are accumulating knowledge and wisdom. Yes, we have faith. Yes, we have love. It's also important that we are empowered. Yes, we are working towards the vision. We are disciplined. We are diligent, and we are dedicated towards see our vision come to reality. It's also important that we are empowered to do. In fact, this is a very important part of it too. Because if there is no power, you'll be reluctant to do what you ought to do. I'm talking of being empowered. Hallelujah. To be empowered. Look at the disciples. They could not do anything until they were empowered. This is very important. You see, the disciples were helpless. They had nothing. In fact, they even ran away when Jesus Christ was crucified. They were silenced. But when the Holy Spirit came, he said, "He shall receive power when the Holy Spirit came upon you." And the Holy Spirit came on the place of prayer. In the place of prayer. So the Holy Spirit came and they were empowered. The doubting Peter, who ran away, who was denying Jesus Christ, he was now the one speaking and telling the people that we are not drunk. Men of Jerusalem, we're not drunk. This is what was said in the book of Joel. He was now talking with much authority. And look at the results. Through that Holy Ghost inspired sermon, 3,000 souls were won. So the doubting Peter was now the one speaking, taking the lead to do what God has told them to do. Hallelujah. But don't forget, they were silenced because they have not been empowered. That is the place. That's why we need to be empowered. And it comes on the platform of prayer and fasting. It comes on the platform of the Word of God. Yes, I pray that the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Look at Jabez also. Jabez was carrying sorrow up and down. His mother called him sorrow because he gave back to him in pain, in sorrow. So that means that sorrow was following all around. But Jabez prayed. He prayed and God heard him. He prayed that if thou will bless me and enlarge my cause. You see, God changes people. God empowers people. The story of Jabez, the glory of Jabez came forth out of the place of prayer. I'm sure he must have vision. I'm sure something must happen to his life that he had a vision to do something. But because of the forces of the enemy working against him, he could not do anything. He was encountering sorrow all the days of his life. But here come a time that he prayed to God and God heard him. And Bible said that Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. That is 1 Chronicles chapter 4 verse 9. Hallelujah. This is very, very important. The place of prayer. The place of prayer. The place of prayer. Don't joke with the place of prayer. The altar of prayer is the altar of empowerment. The altar of prayer is the altar of empowerment. We are empowered on the altar of prayer. He said, it is God who gives you the power both to will and to do his good pleasure. You cannot do anything except you are empowered to do it. Yeah. You know, Jesus told his disciples, he said, I give you the power and the authority to over all the powers of the enemy. So there are forces waging war against you. He said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers of darkness, against powers in high places. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, powers in high places. Spiritual wickedness in high places. So there are things that are waging war against us. But you know, when we are empowered, they are silenced. So it is that power that we need, the place of prayer. Go on a 3 days fasting and prayer. Go on a 5 days as you wish, 7 days. Some even go for 21 days. Jesus went for 40 days. Hallelujah. Look at Moses. Moses came back. He ran away from Egypt. He came back. And the Bible says that Moses became a god in the land of Egypt. He became a god. That means he was empowered to do what he was supposed to do. He was empowered. Hallelujah. This is very important. I pray that the Holy Spirit will empower us in the name of Jesus. We need to be empowered to do what we ought to do before we can come to reality. Glory is generated on the altar of prayer. Please listen to this. We don't wait for glory to emanate. We generate the glory on the altar of prayer. Hallelujah. We don't wait for glory to emanate. We generate the glory on the altar of prayer. So as you pray fervently, the weak flesh will begin to be empowered to do what it ought to do. Hallelujah. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. So get yourself ready for prayers. Go lock yourself in the room and pray and let God himself empower you to do what you're supposed to do. Glory does not just fall. They are generated. Hallelujah. So the demand of empowerment for glorification. So nothing works except a man is working it. And God is backing up that man up. So that's why it's important that you are empowered to do what you're supposed to do. I pray the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Hi there. I believe you are blessed by the word you just said. Very importantly is the fact that you have to give your life to Christ. If you have not done that before, today is your day of decision. Why not do that today? Because tomorrow might be too late. Or probably you have given your life to Christ before, but you have wandered off the way. Why not return back to him today and let him redirect your path? If you have made that decision today, say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died for me on the cross of Calvary. I repent of all of my sins. Forgive me and wash me clean with your blood. I renounce the devil and I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for saving my spirit, soul, and body. Today I know I'm born again. Today I know I'm a child of God. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said that prayer with me, congratulations. I believe you're a child of God. I believe you're a new creature. And I also believe that the Holy Spirit is resident in you. Find a Bible teaching church for your spirit man to grow. And if you have any question at all, do not hesitate to reach out to us on all our platforms. God bless you. Remain blessed and remain established in Christ. See you next time. I remain my humble self, Olajide Oluwamide. See you next time. Remain blessed always.